grass, ganja, joint, doobie, do, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Then you're still gone.
No secrets, guys.
All right, I just asked Chris quickly. Chris Valley from the Hemp Store up on K Road. Welcome.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Good to have you here, mate. Already into chats.
I was just saying off air, with the upcoming referendum on cannabis legalization for recreational use, is it more of a social justice issue or is it more of a public health issue, the reasons behind legalization?
Well, you know, they're both in there, and I kind of see it almost like a continuum. It's hard to do the public health work if you're making a criminal justice issue, and what this referendum is all about is shifting that so that it's less about, so it is a criminal justice issue because that comes to the core of what we're trying to change. But the idea is to make it that the police aren't like the frontline agency, that instead it's like doctors and health workers or whatever, or regulators looking at controlling the products and things. So and then you can make it a health issue, and then people who need the help can get it. And you can design products and that so that they're not, so that they stay within accepted, parameters and things and have control over them. And that's very hard to do if you only make it a criminal justice issue. Mm.
And going back to the police being the front line of this issue, you did send us an article this afternoon about Helen Clark coming out and saying that the police chasing cannabis is the biggest waste of police money.
That's right, yeah. Good old Helen. So that's great to have her involved in the campaign. And, of course, we have the forces of, Uncle Sam and Bob's Nope campaign and the Scientologists and the owners of drug testing agencies lining up behind the Nope campaign, as we discussed last week. Mm-hmm. And on the side of good and justice and light is Helen Clark, Drug Foundation, and a bunch of ordinary Kiwis who have got involved as we discussed, the No people had organised this flurry of complaints. They got rejected. The campaign's back on the air, and they're needing a bit of help there. But certainly, and so what Helen Clark was doing yesterday was appearing on a live webinar that was the Drug Foundation organised. That was yesterday, and it had Helen Clark and who else? There was Ross Bell, there was Honeyma Elder, and there was Steve Rollis. And it was very interesting to watch, and people can see that on Facebook. They've put the video there. And Helen was saying that this is perhaps the biggest waste of money. And you know, whether it is or not, but it is a debatable point, but certainly it's up there, that the police's campaign of, as she put it, flying around in helicopters and trying to chase ordinary Kiwis who are enjoying some cannabis rather than a glass of wine, because it's their choice, and these helicopters, you know, terrorising people and things, so the biggest waste of money.
Agreed.
Good. Well, there's no debate about that around here. Very good.
We've got an ad running on BFM at the moment. It must probably running on a lot of radio stations, and it's the Choice of Life Bill and the legalizing recreational cannabis. And it sounds pretty straightforward. I was kind of, every time a government thing comes forward, you're worried about how it sort of sounds.
Mm, oh, this is the official government ad.
Have you heard it?
Oh, very good. Of course. No, I haven't. But I will immediately. Very good. No, that's great to see.
I might find it and play it after this if I get the right ad. We'll see how it goes.
Oh, that's very good. Because one thing that's really come across in the research and the polling is that the more people know, the more likely they are to support it. So simply just getting across basic stuff to people tends to make people think more likely to vote yes. And there was a poll that came out on Monday. So we talked about some polls last week that were... One was supportive and one was anti, but they're both showing a trend to supporting yes increasingly. And there was another poll came out on Monday that showed the yes ahead by a bit more, so that was good to see. And again, still continuing that upward trend, so that was very good. And next.
You've mentioned that...
Come on, guys, don't leave me to carry it all.
I fired you an article that RNZ had... sent through about how legalizing cannabis may reduce biased enforcement by the police.
Yes, well, that was another interesting thing. So Mike Bush, the previous police commissioner, had in fact told the public, he had been challenged on this, and they said, no, we have eliminated the unconscious bias against Māori in the police force. We've done all this work and that, it just doesn't exist anymore. Turns out the police had fed him the wrong statistics and they have not eliminated the unconscious bias against Māori.
Yeah, How do they measure it? How's it measured? Is it just convictions and arrests?
There's a bit more to that. No, it's like underlying rates of use and socioeconomic things. They do kind of massage and adjust it to account for all those things, and that's what the point is. You're trying to get rid of all those other confounding factors and just look at really what is going on. So it turns out, you know, there is still this bias remaining. And certainly that's expressed in cannabis laws, as people have all probably got tales of going back into their teenage years and things. So that's something that cannabis law reform have done right. You know, we can really tackle and make it so that it is a just and fair law, and that we make that a real priority, you know, that we really look at that. And certainly overseas, in some places, like for example in Colorado, in the year after it legalized, arrests among white teenagers, you know, underage people, so this is, you know, it's legal for adults, but the people that it was illegal for still, arrests among white teenagers went down in the year after legalization. Arrests for black teenagers went up. Arrests for Hispanic went up. So that's not good, right? But what they did is a bit like what Canada did, a kind of trade-off, where let's legalize it, but we'll make the penalties really severe if you breach it. And our version doesn't do that. Our version looks at it a bit more holistically and go, well, that would be really stupid to go around arresting a whole bunch of teenagers. We don't even want to do that now. Why would we want them to do that after legalization? So our law doesn't have all these increased penalties that would let the police do that kind of thing. Instead, it's tickets and fines. It's potential jail time if you sell cannabis to a teenager, but in terms of the teenager themselves, it's an infringement fine. So that's a lot better than now, which is, you know, potential jail and all sorts of bad consequences that can happen after that.
I guess it is a concern, because people do just draw parallels to other countries and what they've done, and it's like, look what happened over there. But so long as we have learned from what's happened over there, we should be able to.
Well, that's a bloody good point, because the Prime Minister's chief science advisor issued a report.
Does any Prime Minister have a chief science advisor?
It happens with John Key. Okay. Oh, yeah, of course. I think it might even be a bit American, slightly. But it used to be Peter Gluckman, and anyway. Stay with what's now. The advisor they've convened this panel of experts, and they've trawled through all the available research, and the idea is producing a short, succinct guide that you can use to weigh up what you're going to do and to see what the effects of a yes or no vote will be. So if you go to the Prime Minister's Chief Science Advisor, which is PM... csa.ac.nz, because they're academic, and go to there and you look under cannabis. We could maybe even put a link up for that, and they've got this really good guide that shows you under each scenario what's going to happen if you vote yes or no, based on the research. And so the research, what they looked at for the yes vote, is, like Big Hungry was saying, what's happened overseas, and then not just myths or impressions, but really what has happened, and then for the no, well, that's the same. So we just look at New Zealand, what's going on right here now, and they've looked at scenarios like what would happen to use, what would happen to production and sale, what would happen to public health benefit or outcomes, what would happen to justice outcomes, and it's in a nice, easy to read tabular form. So I would highly recommend checking that out and sharing it with the person in your life who perhaps doesn't know and has got a few questions.
Mm-hmm. With the taxation and sort of levies that will be going on to recreational cannabis, should it become legal, is that going to be going into a large pool which the government then spends as it wishes, or how is it going to be divvied up?
It's actually a bit of a mix.
You pass, so you go, get, you get $200, mate. Well, pretty straightforward.
So actually, there's actually going to be three types of fees built in, right? You've got your licensing for each entity, for each legal entity. That licensing will be cost recovery. So if it costs them like $5,000 or $10,000 to process it in terms of the work and that, that's what you're going to pay. That's just paying that license. And then the business, you know, whatever, they average that out. Like, there are other expenses. In terms of the sales, you've got an excise tax, which, like alcohol and tobacco, the excise tax does go into the general kitty. And so that's something you can say that benefits everyone in New Zealand, all the taxpayers, everyone gets a new road or whatever they spend money on, right? Yeah. But then there's this actual cannabis tax, or a levy, I should say. And this is really cool. When you do a levy, you can target it. So when you do a tax, you can't. Taxes go to the general fund.
Right.
and then a levy they're going to put into the local health and education services.
Does that?
And I think that's a really good thing.
So it should sort of feed back into the medicinal side of cannabis. That would be
it
ideal.
It might do. I mean, yeah, you might be a cannabis clinic in an area that says we should get some of that grant, some of that local levy, and you might be able to argue your case. But I don't think it would be preloaded for that. But it would be. But certainly, and a licensed applicant too, which, as we've discussed before. In their license application, they're going to need to say how great they are compared to everyone else. It's not just about who can stump up the most money. It's not done like that. It's about the best operator, the one who causes the least harm and the least trouble and the most social benefit and partners with their community and really, you know, employs, you know, people and all that kind of thing, but can do the most social good. They're the ones that get the licenses. And so it's potential that, you know, there's all sorts of good businesses that are going to come about that might do better even or might give more than what those taxes, they might say 10%, and this entity says, well, we're going to do more, and that's what gets them the license.
Do we know what the local cannabis market is predicted to turn over or be worth to the government? Is there any way to forecast that?
It's hard to know until it actually happens, but you can look at other countries and things like that, and surveys here of how much people are consuming and all that kind of thing. And I think they were saying it was a potential tax take. This was a bunch of economists just a few months ago. Mm-hmm. It was 490 million or something like that
just
in the tax take, right?
Quite a bit.
But that was the highest scenario. That was saying, you know, highest sales and highest taxes would get you that, and you know, so whether that actually eventuates, probably a bit less, but it's probably going to be in the hundreds of millions. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's significant.
Okay. Shall I see if I found this ad?
And that's, of course, keeping the prices where they are or lower. So I want to dispel anyone thinking it's going to be more expensive. It's not going to go more. It might get less, but it won't get more.
How does the government know how much it is? Are they going out and buying 50 bags?
Yeah, I'd say so, in the name of research. We could perhaps, you know, facilitate a bit of that.
Jacinda shows up at your tiny house.
I have a license to procure. I have a license to procure that came through the other week. So, you know, let's go out and get some.
Nice. Look, I think I might have found the ad here, so you can sort of hear it for yourself.
Awesome.
But if I haven't, it'll be the wrong thing and I'll press it twice and it'll be real ugly, but it'll be live radio, so.
At this year's general election, you'll also be asked two questions. One on whether the End of Life Choice Act 2019 should come into force, and another on whether the recreational use of cannabis should become legal. Pup and I will help you over the coming weeks with everything you need to know about how to vote in the referendums.
Wait for the dog.
Why don't we, Pup? Oh, good dog. Go to vote.nz or referendums.govt.nz or call 0800 36 76 56.
I think the dog's
brought to you
Puff,
by the Electoral Commission.
He said, hey, isn't that right, Puff?
Puff or?
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Definitely Puff. 100%.
Like the dog.
Thank
great
you, Chris.
Great ad. Jingly guitar in that. It was quite, you know.
Yeah, you know, you're always apprehensive when you're like, oh, crap, how are they wording this? But that actually seems pretty sweet. Like, you know, like, old mate with his dog just made. You want it? Kind of thing.
Mate, and getting people on the roll to vote, that is going to make the difference. Right. I really do feel it. But, you know, nice, it's too close guy to call. The non-voters are going to win it for us.
Right on. Thanks, little Puff.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with Mary Jane. She's